This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. Once again today, coming up at 7 o'clock, Ruben Amaro Jr. will join us in studio for the rest of the show. As you heard Rhea mention the update there, Phillies lose last night. They fall to the Cardinals 3-2. Cardinals playing really well right now. They've won 9 straight. Good game last night. But Phil's come up short. We'll get into that in a little bit. Get into all that with Ruben, everything going on with the Phillies. And also, as you heard Rhea mention there, 8:30. Manager Rob Thompson will join us to talk about the Phillies' fantastic auction, the item involving him, and also Sports Radio 94 WIP has an item as well. The Eagles game day experience and Brandon Graham autographed football. You and a guest will enjoy a full Sports Radio 94 WIP Eagles game day experience as the Eagles take on the New York Giants. Start your game day at the Sports Radio 94 WIP pregame tailgate party. Continue by visiting the pregame show hosted by the Sports Radio 94 WIP stars. Then into the link you'll go to visit with broadcasters Merrill Reese and Mike Quick in the broadcast booth before watching the game from club level seats. You'll also receive an Eagles autographed football from Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowl defensive end Brandon Graham. Bidding ends 7 p.m. on May 18th. What do you think of that item, John? That's a pretty sweet thing right there.
Just some of these opportunities are so phenomenal. Only found here. Just so exciting. I can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, and I mean, I imagine they might get to meet you as well. Who knows?
Well, oh man, Well, that part I don't know how exciting that is, but
yeah,
we're gonna make a day of it, and just being able to watch that batting practice up close and personal, thrilling. Thrilling, no matter how lame Joe DeCamera might be.
Yeah, you'll get to, for the Rob Thompson item, if you want to bid on that, lunch and BP with the manager. You'll get to watch BP with Rob Thompson, have lunch with him. So make sure you're bidding on the Phillies' fantastic auction items. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. So we'll get to the Phillies in a few minutes. In a few minutes as well, we'll get to the reaction from the Rights to Ricky Sanchez draft lottery party last night.
Oh, they must have been lit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, man, it was exciting for a while, though. I mean, when they were in the top four,
My heart was pounding. It was a whole commercial break where it felt like I might be fully ready to forgive. Like, I felt that.
I felt the hope for this franchise coming back, but then it was
the taste of joy, and then third was not anywhere close to the joy necessary to make me believe or
I'm sorry, man.
Happy.
Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, these guys do nothing for me. I wanted Cooper Flagg so bad. I wanted it so bad. Unfortunately, Sixers don't get it. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Also, our side topic today, who is eccentric? Chance to win a pair of tickets, Post Malone, Citizens Bank Park on May 24th at CBP. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. So give us somebody that's eccentric, and you'll have an opportunity to win those Post Malone tickets. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Norristown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, folks. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm kind of. I think the dress is fixed too, man. It didn't look right. It's kind of shady.
Very shady, John. Just come around to our side. Come to the conspiracy theorist side.
1.8% chance. I was so amazed that it could actually happen to us. Like so. So when it was almost happening to us during that commercial break, there was the final four, and we were one of them. I didn't think that was shady. I didn't think for a moment.
No, no one would think that it was shady. If the Sixers got the top pick.
Yeah. Well, I would have been fine with it then. I mean, if Sixers get it, who cares? Right. Then I'm happy it's
rigged. Then I'm lifted, and you know, wow. Can you imagine how fascinating that would be? Cooper Flagg here in the mix.
The place would have gone nuts, yeah.
But now we've got, you know, the third pick is better than the fifth, and it's just, man, I wanted so badly for it to feel like it would bring that hope.
It doesn't, I don't feel very hopeful.
It doesn't bring the hope that
we can still get that kid from Duke, right?
Con Knuppel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice player, but I just don't like.
I know he ain't the guy that we want.
Exactly, Mike. That's the unfortunate thing about it. It's not like it's not that you can't get a good player, but there was only one franchise changer in this draft.
You got to take the good with the bad, because you know what? Guess what? We're still Super Bowl world champs, and we're going to repeat. Let's go.
Well, there you go, Mike. Do you have somebody who's eccentric for us?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Pretty eccentric.
Yeah, that's a
he
great
kept
one.
It under wraps, though, for quite some time.
Up until the couch.
Yeah. That was really the point, right?
Started seeing some cracks in the facade, I guess, at the couch.
Yeah. With Katie Holmes, right? Man, that was the girl he was screaming about?
Yeah.
When your now ex-wife has to use burner phones to get away from you, there's something weird going on.
Yeah, that's not a great look.
I want that documentary someday.
Yeah, that's not a great look for Tom Cruise. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at arminchevy.com. That's arminchevy.com. Together, let's drive at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. And this one is pretty simple. Do you think the NBA draft lottery was rigged? Yes or no? That is our Twitter question of the day.
I voted, Tom, yeah. So you know.
What did you vote for?
I voted yes.
Okay, not surprising.
Several times. No.
I would vote yes as well. What would you vote, John? I did not
think it was rigged. I was so thrilled that we were gonna win it. I really thought for a commercial break we were gonna win that thing. I was certain it was not rigged at that point. 2 minutes later, when you know the Mavs won, I did not immediately switch to thinking it was rigged. Now, yes, it feels a little fishy. I do not think they went so far as to rig the whole thing.
Well, I'm interested to get Ruben's take on this at 7, because as a former general manager, and because to me, the fishiest thing about this is going back to this Luka trade. And the fact that at the time, like it's been reported multiple times, the Mavericks GM did not canvass the league for any other trades. Like if you were trading one of the 5 best players in the NBA, 10 best at worst,
you get a bidding war.
Right. The fact that you were just going to trade him to one team.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. When you know that these players are basically calling the shots and you have to trade the player where he dictates.
He didn't want to get traded.
Oh, but doesn't it feel like it's set in motion by forces that are uncontrollable and beyond anyone's
like the commissioner of the league? Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, that's how it feels to me too. Like it is out of control.
Yeah,
and that's where it's gone too far.
But
that's where we've got a real problem with the product,
right?
Deep down,
and that's why I'm going to get Ruben's take as a former GM. Like, would you ever trade a guy to a team and not ask anybody else if they're interested in the player for a better deal? Because it seems like not a great way to do business. That's just my opinion.
You're right.
But
there are a lot of things that are broken about this league.
Yeah, and that's the problem, John, is that everybody thinks they've done. There's too much evidence of this happens and the other shoe, you know, and everybody keeps getting the. It's been happening for years. So it's why everybody thinks it is.
Yeah, and that's the odd part, is because these kind of things have happened before. But I think we all kind of felt the way that they felt at this writes the Ricky Sanchez draft lottery party last night. And this perfectly encapsulated, because you see the Sixers are in the top four. There's all this excitement, and then just dashed. Here's how it sounded last night at the writes the Ricky Sanchez draft lottery party.
The fourth pick in the NBA draft goes to the Charlotte. The Philadelphia 76ers. The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. And the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
There were just those hopes being dashed when they were announced at number three. And I got to say, this was my son's first sports heartbreak last night, because we're watching the lottery and he's upset. He loves math. He loves numbers. So he was very interested in the process, how they're counting down from 14. He's four.
This is your oldest son?
My oldest. Yeah.
Wow.
So he was very interested in the lottery. I explained to him what was going on. He said he really wanted Cooper Flagg. It's his favorite player. And he burst into tears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tears when the Sixers didn't get the pick.
Man. The only good thing about this, TK, is that he now knows what it's like to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah, I mean, he's been way too spoiled. Yes. I mean, he went to an Eagles parade at 3 years old.
Exactly.
I didn't go till I was 30. So yes. He doesn't know what it feels like. But yeah, his first sports heartbreak last night. Very disappointing.
And it wasn't even a game. You had to console him after the draft lottery.
He loved the lottery. He was way more invested in that than he's ever been in any game I've tried to get him to watch.
Man.
Yeah, he thought that was really cool.
It was. There was some pop, and it was, and they classed it up, and I don't know, it was really cool seeing Jared McCain at representing, and I don't know, that part made me, I don't know, seeing Jared McCain there, before they made a mistake, on the draft show. They made an error where they basically said, they thought we were.
We actually have that. Let's play it. This was last night. Kevin Negandhi on ESPN.
That means the Spurs are in the top four with two teams jumping into the top four. That means the Sixers will lose their pick to the Thunder because it's outside the top six.
The eighth pick in the NBA draft belongs to the Brooklyn Nets. Pick number seven will be made by the New Orleans Pelicans. Picking sixth, the Washington Wizards.
Correction now. That means Philadelphia is in the top four. So they make the jump, and suddenly Jared McCain is riding the roller coaster we all are inside this room. The Sixers are in the top four.
I was freaking out when he said that because I'm screaming yes. at my TV. I'm like, that's not right. Like, that's not right. When
The whole world was.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Negandhi's a Philly guy. I know he's popular here.
I don't
know
what happened there.
That's a bad mistake, man.
Yeah.
It feels like he kind of owned up to it. I think he just jumped the gun and made an error.
I think he might have also. Yeah. But I don't know. But my hopes were dashed.
I was going nuts.
And then it was all of a sudden, wait a second. Is this real? Is this part real? Did they just make another mistake? And so, yeah, my emotions were all over the place.
So it could have been
worse.
But
it was very exciting.
It could have been worse. But the question now becomes, where do you go from here? Because the Sixers have the third pick, and the two kids from Rutgers, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, they seem like the logical picks at that spot. But the question is, what do you do with the rest of the roster? Because you have Paul George, you have Joel Embiid. Do you kind of hang on to this era? Do you run it back for another year with whoever you end up with in the draft? You have Maxey, you have McCain, George, Embiid, or do you blow it up? I want to blow this thing up. I don't care. I want to keep the pick. I want to build with Maxey and McCain in the pick. I want to, if I can get rid of George, rid of Embiid, one or the other, both, whatever, I want to get rid of these guys. Nothing's going to change with them being here. I want to blow it up. What do you think, John? Do you want to blow it up or do you want to give this thing another shot?
No, I want to see what this looks like with the two old heads and then, you know, Jared McCain smiling and healthy and Tyrese Maxey and, you know, whoever this is. Maybe it's Ace. That sounds pretty cool. That's a pretty cool starting five. That would excite me if those old heads are healthy.
Nothing with this team excites me. And I can see, I feel like doing that would just be delaying the inevitable. I don't think it's going to hurt, or it's going to work. And I can see it now. I can see Daryl Morey kind of buying this now because Jason Tatum looks like he may have suffered a serious injury last night. He's probably, if it's a torn Achilles like it's speculated to be. Yeah, he could miss.
He was taken off on a wheelchair.
Yeah, he could miss all of next season. Yeah. Damian Lillard already tore his Achilles, so the Bucks are in trouble. And I could see Daryl Morey saying, look at our team, look at all the positives. And here was Morey last week on the rights to Ricky Sanchez talking about why fans should be optimistic going into this season.
Let's go through the things you might want in a team as a fan. You'd want, you know, a chance to win the championship. Debatable, but for sure a higher chance than many teams. You know, I think our roster going into next year, assuming healthy, is better than the one that went into last year with the third best title. It's now you have to adjust for the fact that we had such a bad year. So that's going to push you down for sure. But I'd rather have a Grimes and a McCain and maybe whoever our draft pick turns into than what the roster looked like going into last season, which was built mostly out of free agency, out of necessity.
And I just look at it. I don't think this is going to work. I think it's delaying the inevitable. And if you're going to have to rebuild, why not just start now? Like, you have these young players. You have this pick. If you can get out of either of those contracts, and I think you probably could at least get out of one of them, I'm trading them. I don't want to run it back. I don't think this has any shot to work if you do that.
Pennies on the dollar. Can you imagine the deal?
Well, what do you think? Embiid's value is going
to take?
You think either of their values are going to go up?
It just doesn't feel, no. I mean, maybe if they play, but then at that point, it's just like it's awfully late to make a decision. We will be in the season. This is, no, we can't do that. I can't cut the cord. I can't say, okay, I'm done with the process and take a penny here and a penny there for the investment. There's too much pain invested. There's too much blood and sweat and ridiculousness plugged into this whole thing for me to say, okay, I'm done, and I'll scrape by with whatever we can get for Joel.
Well, it's more to me about clearing the deck. Like, I think you need to, if you can clear the salary of Joel Embiid or Paul George or both of them, I think you need to do it. Because what are we going to do if we run it back? we're going to try another year. And the Sixers, and I'm sure that's what they're going to, I think that's what they're going to try to do. Because they're going to look around and they're going to look at these injuries. They're going to look at what's going on in Milwaukee with Lillard and Giannis maybe wanting out. Tatum now injured in Boston. And they're going to convince themselves that they have a shot. And I just don't believe. Like, I don't believe in the core of this team. I don't believe in Joel Embiid. And I just think you're just delaying what you're ultimately going to need to do if you stay down this path and stay down this road. Why not accelerate the process? You get ahead of it by a year, and you have an opportunity to really rebuild this thing. That's the way I'd go.
I just sat and watched while Joel healed, and then he got surgered again. He will heal even more.
When is he ever healed?
We were told. Yeah, he's got plenty of time this time. This last season, it was almost like the mileage was not as great. He certainly should be well rested, and hit the ground as running as Joel can, and I'm interested to see what that looks like.
Well,
I think he should feel a real sense of obligation to hit the ground running full speed.
Hit the ground running or hit the ground limping?
Not limping. It'll tell us everything, the way that he hits the ground. If he hits the ground limping, after all this, I am ready to call it. But what if he hits the ground and he can actually do this thing? Remember, Joel, it's not like Ben Simmons who refused to work on his game. And like Joel was always in the summers, he was honing and you know, trying to work on some new moves out on the perimeter, you know, have some new footwork under the hoop. Like he was always working.
And he still gets injured all the time.
What if? Okay. I agree. And that's annoying. What if this summer he's working and we see some improvements and he's not getting injured? I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like.
Well, fair enough. I just don't see it happening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.